And so, in about an hour, he was over here. And he went all around the house and looked at it and saw that, over that fresh new white paint, all that black. And he said, "Were you not here when he was doing that?" I said, "Yes, I was here, but I said, all I was paying him for was to putty the windows. I had no idea he was going to paint over that brand new fresh paint."
Yeah.
Would you have thought anybody would have been that idiotic?
Mm-mm.
Well, if somebody is.
Well, can he do anything about it?
No, he said there wasn't enough money involved because I'd already paid him for other things he'd done for me, like the flooring. I think that was $55, something like that. $155, something like that. And got that. And then I was going to get him to just putty the windows. And that's all I wanted him to do, just putty the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of that, he putties the windows and paints all over that brand new paint.
You've got something of his out there.
Now I just have to have it done over.
Sure. And try and find somebody.
Well, I can find somebody, but this friend of mine who's the attorney, he says, "Say, why don't you let it go through the winter and wait till about next March and have it painted white, because I already have the paint, the white paint." And he says it'll be just as good because it's stopped up tight.
Probably take two coats.
Huh?
Probably take a couple coats.
Yeah, probably will.
Mm-hmm.
But paint like it is, $12 and $14 a gallon, I'm telling you, that's then paying on top of that.
You've got something of his out there.
No, that's mine. I paid for all that paint. I bought that myself.
I was thinking of that board out there.
Oh, now those things are all mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he sprayed all those weeds and things.
Oh dear, just scream. Ever had to have any work done on the roof warehouse?
We had it re-roofed about 3 years before my husband died.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it'll have to be roofed in my lifetime again.
Not to bother with that mess.
And, but my husband kept the yard just like this one across the street over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, since he's been gone, I can't get out there and trim. Now, I got out there last spring, and I took a little, thing that he had to dig in and dug all through the cracks of the sidewalk and got every weed out of the sidewalk. And I got sick. And then I bought me some electric hedge clippers. My nephew and myself got them together. And we trimmed all that stuff and I got sick. I felt sick. I thought I was going to faint. And I said, "Now, Richard, don't touch these things. I'm going to have to go and lie down and feel I'm going to faint." So, in the meantime, he picks them up and he cuts his fingers.
Oh.
An idiot that would put their hand close to a blade. I said, "Why, it has a handle back here and a handle on the side to hold to it. You don't have to push it." But he was holding to the back side and had his hand here where the clippings were coming off, which to me looks like any person would have known better.
And you weren't feeling well.
No, I had to come in and lie down because I'm not used to being out inside. I never did 5 minutes yard work in my life till this summer.
Yeah.
And I got out there and clipped some of those hedges.
Well, you won't have to go back out now because you're a good man.
Yeah.